Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your mercies that are new every morning, enlightening and motivating us to be separated wholly unto you, holy and blameless in your sight, developing on schedule. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Greetings. Good morning, precious family, precious disciples. We're reading from the RSV, and it's Ephesians 2, verses 7 to 10.
That in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good work, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Oh, this is just so beautiful, you know that. And so here we see he died for our sins and Jesus was raised up. And in the eyes of God, we died and we were raised up. And why? That's more than 2,000 years ago. That we, in the coming ages, all this time now, from them, those that have drawn close and woken up to God's faith, have revealed the poetry, revealed the beauty of their name written in heaven. And so that's it, guys. The beauty, the wonder, the favor, the goodness is all there. It's not something you can work for. It's not something, and that's why it's no good. It's sin. You're missing the mark when you're trying to make a name for yourself, trying to fight out a path for yourself. The path, the name, the power needed, this all comes from God. That you just stay in fellowship, you stay in tune with him, and he works it in you. And that's why it's a wonderful scripture. He says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, because it is God who works in you to will and to do according to his good plan, according to his goodness that he's got out there for us. So that's it. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for your goodness. All everything's been done. We can rest in you. And I thank you, Father God, that which is required from us, Father God, you write it on our hearts and on our minds, Lord. We are your workmanship. And you know what is required of us, Lord. And thank you, Father God. You bring it to pass, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.